You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is changing its so-called robo-debt scheme after tens of thousands of welfare recipients were overcharged. In an email to staff, the Department of Human Services revealed its sole reliance on automated wage averaging is being abandoned, and employees will be required to personally investigate and seek additional proof before demanding welfare recipients pay back alleged debts. The department reportedly will also review all existing alleged debts and freeze existing debt recovery actions pending the review. Government Services Minister Stuart Roberts says the changes are just a refinement of the system, not a major shake-up.
Refinements have been made a number of times over the last few years, both before and after the Ombudsman report. The government makes no apologies for fulfilling our legal obligation to collect debts with income compliance and, of course, with wider debt collection.
It was recently revealed in a Senate committee hearing the estates of up to 200 dead people were pursued, while victims of the debt notices said they felt bullied by the agency. Mr. Roberts says the income averaging method won't be scrapped entirely.
The refinement we commenced this morning is income averaging plus other proof points will be used as the final determinant for a debt to be crystallised or for a debt to be raised.
The scheme matches Tax Office and Centrelink data to recover overpaid welfare payments. People were contacted if Centrelink thought they might owe more than $1,000. About one-fifth of initial debt notice letters sent by Centrelink included information that was later proved to be wrong. Law firm Gordon Legal launched a class action in September to investigate if more than 400,000 debt notices were lawful. Senior partner Peter Gordon says the change is a win for disadvantaged Australians.
It's better late than never that an injustice gets fixed. The essence of what was wrong with robo-debt was using an unfair set of data, an annual algorithm, an averaging system, to deem a debt to be raised in circumstances where it usually wasn't actually due. That was one axis of the robo-debt evil, and the other element of it was placing a burden on those people, the unemployed, widows, farmers, to actually prove that they didn't owe those debts, which were sometimes many, many years old.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's past time the government removed the faulty scheme and looked at redress.
This is an example of bad government policy that's occurred because it's determined to remove people from the workforce and to have computers doing jobs that human beings should be analysing before they send people these debt notices. And the question mark is, we know there's over 200,000 people have had their debt notices rescinded in part or in full. How many people paid the debt which wasn't actually owing because they received these notices from this heartless government?
Minister Roberts says there are very few people affected and they will be contacted by the department.
To ensure fairness and consistency for income compliance across all Australians, I've also asked my department to go back and identify the small cohort of Australians who have a debt raised solely on the basis of income averaging, so we can commence discussions with them and seek further points of proof.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.